Chapter 8 Encounter with the Indians. There was no time to think. Matt pointed the rifle and pulled the trigger. But Linda caught his arm and the bullet hit the ground.
Matt, no! They're not attacking!
She shouted. Riding towards them now was another young Indian. He was wearing Indian clothes and his eyes burned with dark Indian pride. But his hair was fair and his skin was lighter than the others.
Hiya!
He shouted angrily, then turned to the circle of wagons, his right hand raised in a sign of peace. Then he began to speak to the homesteaders in English.
The great Cheyenne chief, Black Kettle, wants peace with the white man. He offers you safe passage across our land. Continue your journey and speak well of Black Kettle.
He turned his horse, a beautiful white Mustang, and began to ride away.
Wait!
Linda ran after him. He stopped in surprise and looked at her.
Can you help us? We're looking for our uncle. He's tall and thin with curly white hair. He moves his arms a lot when he talks.
That's Crazy Cactus!
The young brave laughed. Linda laughed too.
You know where he is then?
Of course. He's with my tribe. He's very funny.
Can we see him?
The brave thought for a moment.
Yes. Okay. Come with me to my camp. This is good medicine. The elders say if a white girl visits the Cheyenne, it is a sign of peace. But you said we.
Yes. There's my brother Matt, too. My name's Linda.
I'm Johnny.
The brave smiled.
Johnny Coyote. Linda, can you tell your brother to leave that gun? It's not a toy.
Matt put down the rifle, but decided he didn't like Johnny very much. The Indian boy pulled Linda up behind him onto his horse. Matt didn't like that either. They said goodbye to Sean, Molly, and the others. Then, with Linda riding behind Johnny and Matt behind another brave, they galloped away over the plain. Linda held on to Johnny and felt the wind in her hair and a strange new sense of freedom and happiness. After a while, Johnny slowed his horse.
Can we talk?
He asked.
Before we reach the camp.
Linda looked at him closely. His dark eyes were typically Indian, but his hair and face were different.
I'm a half-breed,
he told her.
My father was Cheyenne, but my mother was American. The Indians took her when she was young. She grew up with the Cheyenne and married one of their warriors, my father. She taught me about the white men and their language, English. But she died 5 years ago, shot by white mercenaries. Then my father drank a lot of white man's whiskey and went to look for revenge. He killed 4 men before they shot him.
I'm sorry,
said Linda sadly. Thinking of Matt's parents too, she waved to her friend, but he looked angry and didn't respond.
I can't understand the Americans,
Johnny continued.
We could live in peace, but they take our land and fight us. Black Kettle wants peace, but I don't trust the white men. Look, that's our camp over there.
In the distance, Linda saw a circle of tents. Their long journey was finally at an end. But before they returned to Greenwood with Mr. Wells, she wanted to spend some time with the Native Americans. And with Johnny Coyote.